Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
We've got a mailbag to get you ready for the NFL draft right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Adam Azer with Heath Cummings and your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Also, leave us a comment on iTunes, a 5-star Apple Podcast, a 5-star review would be very much appreciated. And we thank you very much for all of your questions all the time. First one comes from Michael. If Malik Willis is the top dynasty quarterback, who do you think should be number two?
Well, I don't think we know that until we see who gets drafted where, but I don't have a lot of interest in Kenny Pickett, so I'm probably going to say Matt Corral. I think, or maybe Sam Howell, depending on where he goes. I think that Carson Strong's a dark horse, but the bigger point is that because of Malik Willis's rushing ability, he has the ability to be good without being a great passer. And that's important in this draft because there isn't a great passer in this draft.
So I'll follow it up. Let's say Malik Willis, you pick a team for him. Panthers, Falcons, who do you want?
Let's put him with Kyle Pitts going 8th overall.
Okay, yeah. So we put him on the Falcons. Are you going to put him ahead or behind Trey Lance?
He would be behind Trey Lance, yeah, okay. Because I think Lance is probably going to help you this year. And I don't, like, even if the Falcons draft Malik Willis, I would end his, I'm going to project Mariota to start 7.
Okay, so then I'm going to make it even harder. I have Tom Brady, and he's going to retire, so I'm going to just use him this year. Forget about him on the Dolphins next year. I'm going to have just Brady this year. Then would you rather have Malik Willis or Trey Lance?
I'd probably still rather have Lance. I think there's a better chance that Lance improves his value this year than Willis does.
I can't think of any ways to make it harder. So from Patrick, sell me on Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was irrelevant until TJ Hockenson got hurt. I don't want to draft him.
Yeah, I don't know what you're smoking, but he was not irrelevant until TJ Hockenson
he
got
was
hurt.
Big.
He had 13 PPR fantasy points in week 4. He had 13.5 PPR fantasy points in week 5. In the game that he really broke out, TJ Hockenson played 85% of the snaps in that game, and he caught 10 passes for 86 yards and a touchdown. It was true that he did not score a touchdown until the game that TJ Hockenson got hurt, but he was starting to show some signs through the middle of the year. He was, I thought, one of the best, not of the first round guys, but after them, one of the best route runners in the class. He came in as a very well-developed wide receiver, and he should have been because he's a little bit older, but I think you're really selling him short saying he was irrelevant before Hockenson got hurt.
Okay. I think it's, he was mostly fantasy irrelevant. But there was the first game of his 6-game breakout did coincide with Hockenson, then Hockenson got hurt. Okay, from Jameson. The Cowboys have to draft a wide receiver, right? If they take a wide receiver, I think, by the way, Heath doesn't agree with me that Amon-Ra St. Brown was mostly fantasy irrelevant. But he was. I mean, it's not like you were starting Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I think we've got to grade him as a rookie wide receiver. And you see the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, first 3 weeks of the season, he was completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
From that point on, he was mostly 4, 5, 6 catches on a weekly basis and seemingly getting better.
Okay. So from Jameson, the Cowboys have to draft a wide receiver, right? If they take a wide receiver in the first 2 days of the draft, do you think that would be an appealing fantasy option?
I don't know that they necessarily have to, but I would expect they will draft one. I wouldn't be surprised if they wait until day 3, but yeah, they're probably going to draft one. And if it's in the first 2 days, it will be someone who at least is going to get drafted. Now, how appealing of a fantasy option they are is going to be dependent upon how quick Michael Gallup recovers from his injury. If Gallup's ready week 1 and Lamb's there and Dalton Schultz is there. And don't forget, they did sign James Washington, who's not nothing. If it's a round three wide receiver and Michael Gallup is ready in the first 4 weeks of the season, I don't think that whoever they draft is going to be a fantasy starter.
If it's a round one wide receiver, I think that's a guy who could have a better year than Gallup.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't think you'd agree with that. You're sort of a Michael Gallup guy, but okay.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I am. I thought Dave was the Michael Gallup guy until he turned on him and hated him.
Oh, I didn't realize that happened. I'll have to ask Dave about that. Okay, more of your emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com, and your Apple Podcast questions on our full-length mailbag on Wednesday on Fantasy Football Today. Thanks so much for watching and listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on FFT at 5.